K-State Nation, what is happening here on this Sunday afternoon? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. This is another PPPD edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest and what's going on and the happenings of Kansas State Athletics, the K-State Wildcats. How about them ladies, baby? How about them lady cats, folks? Woo! We promoted it. Me and Alex, mainly Alex promoted it. I talked and previewed it last night on this edition of the podcast. K-State ladies come through winning, upsetting number 23 ranked Oregon last night in front of what I heard was a raucous Bramlage Coliseum last night, a.k.a. Octagon of Doom, but crowd there was hyped up last night. Of course, obviously, prior to the game, Jeff May was trying to hand out dollar tickets for the game, and boy, you just had a feeling that even yours truly had a feeling like, okay, you played well against a top five ranked team, two top five ranked opponents to this point this year. Even though you lost both those games, you played very well and very competitively. And you had a chance against these guys. And Jeff Mini kind of summarized that in his presser last night, saying, I mean, they're NC State, South Carolina are big and physical, but Oregon and K-State were near similar. So took advantage of that, and also a fast start for K-State in this game last night as well. Jada Moore's huge in the first quarter. Emily Ebert, who's I think is to become one of my favorite players on this ladies' basketball team, was huge. I said it last night also, that you have to have a third scorer. You're going to get Lee's usual double-double. You're going to get that most nights. Serena Sundell has been big to start off the year. She did not have quite the night that she wanted, but you had somebody else, some of these other girls, stand in and step up when they needed to be right there. I can go through, there are a couple key sequences in this game. Obviously, big buckets were made by Moore, Ebert, Sundell, Bradley Glenn, who I talked about last night on the show, also Kale Hughes with a big basket. And then later on in the game here, Bradley iced this game with the layup there to put the nail in the coffin on the Lady Ducks. And how about the score of the game? 68-56. K-State led from start to finish, as they call it, wire to wire. What a start for K-State. This was an issue last year, that this ladies team, Jeff Mee's team last year, got up on folks, and they got lead late in the game, but couldn't close the deal. And now, finally, I mean, maybe it's coming to wish, and maybe the start of something here. I mean, we talked about in the weekly edition a couple of weeks ago, me and Alex discussed about, what can K-State get excited about? I mean, obviously, football's been still up and down. A lot of people don't believe men's basketball is going to come through. And as I'm recording this podcast, right now, they're about to tip off here in a few minutes against Nebraska on the road. So I'll be watching that. But, I mean, you have to, this is huge. This is huge for K-State right here. this was a huge win last night for K-State there. What a win there. You win by 12, double digits over a top 25 ranked opponent. This is huge. And now, I don't think up until conference play in a couple weeks, in the new year, I don't think they have a tough opponent until that time. So this is the best start for K-State ladies team. Jeff Mitty has got this thing turned around here, at least so far. Good sign. 10-2 for the Cats. Best start in a dozen games. You got to go back a few years ago, 2016-17 season as well. And then, of course, Jeff Mitty said, quote, "I thought we made a run. Made a lot of big plays when they made a run at us. And I think that was probably the key for the game." And then he goes on and says, quote, "We were able to keep them at arm's length, which they did throughout the night. I thought our team fought hard. I thought we made a lot of the right plays in the right moments to keep them away from us. And then we just kind of persevered throughout the game as well. Like I said, I mean, they start off hot, 14-6 advantage there, and they just held that throughout the game. What a game that was there for the girls team right there. All business here. And oh darn it here. I want to pull up this actually, how about this? I'm gonna go to my tab here to pull up the other box score I had up here right now. But yeah, 68-56. This was the only Big 12 game last night. Ioka Lee, 19 points last night in this game. Let's see. Let's go down here. There we go. 19 points in this game. 12 rebounds there. 7-10 from the field. And I mentioned, you know, Bradley Glenn. She has been amazing. Amazing. And then, of course, her twin sister here, Jaylen Glenn. The Glenn twin started last night. Bradley had 15 points, 6-13 from the field. Jaylen, twin sister, well, actually, yeah, no points, but she had 6 rebounds and a couple of 6 in 25 minutes of play. Jada Moore came off the bench from this game, 5 key points. Rebecca Dollinger, 3 points. Taylor Lauterbach, 2 points in only five minutes of action. Laura Mackey, only 11 minutes of action, 2 points as well. So heavy minutes for starters, and Serena Sundell played every one of them, 40 minutes, but struggled. And that's where Bradley Glenn came into play, and Emily Ebert, 15 points from her, and Bradley Glenn, 15 points. So, like I said last night, I nailed it on the head for K-State Nation. K-State needed to get production if Serena Sundell, well, I would have thought Serena would have a big game, but she struggled. But luckily, Emily Ebert and Bradley Glenn came to the rescue. You don't have that production, you lose. That's just plain and simple as that. And the defense came to play for K-State in this one here. K-State held Oregon 33% from the field, 28% from downtown. We talked about them. I talked about the numbers yesterday on this podcast. It was some wicked stat, at least downtown, like some 28% from downtown, or at least it was 25% to 28% from downtown. And then they held Oregon only 33% from the field. So the defense rises up and takes care of business. So what a job all the way around. This is a good win for the K-State program. Really, all facets of the game, you needed this. And now you have a ton of momentum here going forward here as I'm trying to now switch back over to the women's schedule here now here. Coming off of that one, now you're 10-2 now, undefeated. And oh, by the way, yeah, I didn't even mention that yesterday. K-State now, well, through today, through last night, has not lost at Bramlage this year. And they're going to welcome UIC on Wednesday afternoon there. And then they don't play again until January 2nd. Well, they're going to welcome in Baylor, so that's going to get tested. The ultimate test right there. I mean, Baylor comes to town, but they got UIC coming up on Wednesday. And you're Jeff Manning and the squad. You got to be feeling pretty good about yourselves. But again, you know, it's college. I mean, it can happen. But hey, we're gonna celebrate this tonight, last night, and today before they turn the page over to UIC. What a win for the K-State ladies last night as Ioka Lee, Bradley Glenn, and Emily Ebert lead the way for the upset. Only Oregon Ducks, who were the 23rd ranked team in the country. I'm about to sit back and watch this Nebraska game here. K-State on the road. They gotta have it. Like Alex talked about, they gotta have it this game this afternoon here on the road at Lincoln. Like I say, I mean, on paper, K-State should have it, but hey, you never know. But Bruce Weber, now it's your turn to answer the bell here as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers On the Road in Lincoln, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and a couple more outlets as well. We're headed about to head into Christmas week on the Pro Project Podcast. Again, the weekly's out right now. Let's see. I did record. I'm trying to think. I did record one other weekly about the men's roster. That's going to come up either tomorrow. That should actually come up tomorrow night. So, yeah, I did record one. So I did a little extra as well. So I believe that should be coming up on Monday. If not, if I didn't post it today, it'll be coming up tomorrow for sure as well. So got that going on as well. So a lot of activity going. We're going to be recording weeklies through the start of the new year. We can't wait for that as well. So if you haven't listened to the recent episode of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, episode 75, do that. Episode 76 focuses on the men's roster. That will be out tomorrow night. Yeah, just remember that while talking about this exciting win for K-State ladies team. But again, K-State taking care of business against 23rd ranked Oregon at Bramlage last night in front of a fun festive crowd last night by the score of 68. Let me say it again here before I head on out here. Yeah, 68-56, winning by 12 over a ranked opponent. Huge going forward, and that's going to be big for the resume. Circle that one, folks, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer III, that's going to be a wrap for another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. We'll talk to you on the next edition. Go Cats!